At their January 28th meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education voted to not allow school employees to connect their personal devices or phones to the school Wi-Fi. This had become an issue last fall when school staff expressed safety concerns over the school's policy forbidding such connections. The staff's concerns included the need to discreetly communicate during potential emergencies. After a discussion at this meeting, the board members concluded that the potential problems allowing this outweighed the benefits. They said that teachers could communicate using radios during an emergency. Following the vote, however, Peggy Owens, an art teacher at Marlinton Middle School, spoke up. She said that with this decision by the board, she feels the need to transfer to another school. She went on to explain why.
Radios are great if everybody has one. Every teacher doesn't have a radio at our school. If we had an active shooter come into our school, I would have no way to be notified because I don't have a radio. I love my job at Marlinton Middle School, but I'm in a classroom where if anything happens, I can't reach anybody. I can't call 911. I can't notify the office. If every teacher had a radio, it would be a different issue. But we have about 3 radios in the whole school.
Board President Joe Walker responded that radios are not expensive and can be provided fairly quickly, but the vote had already taken place. He added that the board can certainly revisit the issue in the future. During his special recognition and report, Superintendent Terrence Beam brought up several items. He congratulated the robotics team for qualifying for the state competitions coming up in Maryland. He also said that the planned visit by Japanese students has been postponed until September, but this will enable them to also experience the fall festivals in the community. Beam also said that he met with Grow Appalachia member Steve White and County Commissioner Walt Helmick about permitting that organization to use about 1 acre of the board's unused property in Greenbank as a community garden. The board heard from student representative Sierra Rodriguez, who reported on the PCHS sports teams, and from Nick Daly of the Greenbrier Valley Physical Therapy and Fitness. Daly explained a proposal for the schools to hire a nationally certified athletic trainer to be present at all school sporting events, not just football. He said that soccer actually causes more concussions than football, and acrobatic cheerleading causes more injuries than football. The board expressed interest in this and will look into it and see if it can fit into next year's budget. In addition to approving the routine financial reports, the board approved a number of volunteer sports coaches and school trips, which can be found with this story on our website, along with several personnel actions, which they also approved. The board approved the superintendent's annual evaluation. During the matters of the board, Joe Walker stated that the board's goals for this year include credibility and accountability, along with increasing the board members' knowledge of the school's curriculum and the state curriculum standards. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.